Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com is his website. Also, StarThrower.com. That's where you can find his film, Innovation at the Verge. You can find all about Joel and all he writes and all the things he's working on at JoelBarker.com. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. Joel, folks, is a futurist extraordinaire, one of the greats of our time, and Joel always brings, every month he brings us some different things that we need to be thinking about and that are coming at us from the future. Joel, in the last segment, I talked about you and me. I hope you didn't mind me lumping you in with me, but about you and me being maybe a little long in the tooth. I tell people my hair is not prematurely gray, and we were talking about Mars. But there's some good news along those lines for folks like us who were in the fourth quarter of our life. you got some news about aging?
Yeah, and this is to me one of these articles that may be the harbinger of a change in humanity. This is a big deal, Jim. I've been following anti-aging research since 1975, and it's just been slowly chipping away. The initial discussion was it's a very complex process with many, many, many actions, and so there'd never be a way to trace it down or change it. And so when this article came out, I was just blown away. It's research done by the University of New South Wales, which is in Australia, and Harvard Medical School. And what they decided to focus on was the communications between each individual cell in the cell's mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
Mitochondria are actually a separate element in your cells that have its own DNA. When the cells separate, the mitochondria say, okay, some of you go over there, mm-hmm. we'll stay over here. And what mitochondria do is they produce the energy necessary for the cell to work. So in a sense, it is the builder of the gasoline. Mm-hmm. The builder of the electricity for the cell, so to speak. It's actually a chemical, specific chemical that produces. But what Sinclair...
It's the power pack.
Yeah, well...
It goes along with the cell.
And it's actually a power converter because it takes the sugars and turns them into exactly what the cell needs. And, of course, mm-hmm. a muscle cell needs something slightly different than a nerve cell. But, you know, so, I mean, it's kind of like the fine-tuning device.
And did we lose some of that as we get older?
No, what happened... Well, there's a yes or no to that. There's things that happen in the cell and mitochondria are part of it. But what these guys said is they were thinking that there was and they were looking at chemicals, at enzymes and stuff, and what they saw was a certain enzyme called NAD, N-A-D, and I can't tell you what N-A-D stands for, was it wasn't the same quality. And so what they did is they went in, they changed the quality of the communications between the mitochondria of the cell and the cell itself. And let me read to you what they said. It said, it was shocking how quickly it happened.
Hmm.
If the compound is administered early enough in the aging process, in just a week, the muscles of the older mice were indistinguishable from the younger animals.
Wow. Say that again.
I will. If the compound, this communications compound that improved the communications between the intracellular material, the mitochondria in the cell, if it was administered early enough in the aging process, in just 1 week, the muscles of the older mice were indistinguishable from the younger animal.
And this is by applying the NAD?
Yes. Given the NAD producing compound. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I remember there's something that triggers the production mm-hmm. of NAD.
And would this be, is this like a something they think they can turn into a pill that we could take or a drink or something like that?
But, you know, here's the headline on the article so people can go. The headline is Reversing Aging in Mice. human trials begin within the year.
Wow.
This is, now let me read. They said that this change is comparable to a 60-year-old human being converting to a 20-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, this
Why be
is,
dangerous?
I'll tell you, think about there's been a long evolutionary theory that said the reason we have death in human beings is to give the young ones a chance.
That's right.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about it. Why?
That wouldn't be fair to the young people, would it?
Exactly. Well, we are now at this point, where we've talked demographically of being short of people in the next 30 years.
Wow.
This is a wow. This
but
is
but
a
still,
wow.
That this doesn't replace the fact that I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100, Joel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't change that fact, does it?
But think, what I said, it's a humanity-changing thing. Think about asking yourself, do I want to live another 100 years?
And if you think about it, there are ethical issues in that, aren't there?
Yeah.
Quickly, before we wrap up, I want to get to this other one. You've been such a great resource for a great source for us thinking about 3D printers. There's a new 3D printer that's printing retinal cells.
Yeah, isn't that, it's just wonderful. University of Cambridge, they've discovered that, yes, they could, in fact, print these cells. And one of the great lines in the things is the biggest concern they have is when they're firing out the cell, the cell is squirting out, the printer is squirting out human cells instead of ink. And so they said, what's going to happen? Because we know the speed is 30 miles an hour when we squirt the cell out. And they thought, well, that's not going to work. But it turns out the cells handled it.
Yeah.
So here we go again.
And so this could be replacement retina cells for people who've lost retina and who are blind, basically.
For macular degeneration, which is in my family.
Yes, mine too. 3D printing of retina cells, folks. How about that? Quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.